Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says the hundreds of Palestinians being granted temporary visas by the Australian government all applied through the normal process. Some 1,800 people in Israel and just over 800 people in Gaza have been granted visas. Senator Wong says all recipients have gone through the usual security, identity, and character checks. Two people have died in a car explosion at the Rainbow Bridge border crossing, connecting the United States and Canada between Niagara Falls. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is investigating the incident. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says four border crossings have been closed as a precaution.
There are a lot of questions, and we are following up to try and get as many answers as rapidly as possible. We are in close contact with US officials and will continue to work closely with them.
An epidemiologist says Australia's low COVID-19 booster rates amount to a public health failure. Just 27% of people aged 75 or over have had a booster in the last 6 months. And for people under 65, the booster rate is 5.5%. The latest monovalent vaccines, which have been available in Europe and the United States for months, will be on offer to Australians from December 11. Associate Professor James Trower from Monash University says Australia's low booster rates are concerning and represent a public health failure.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I guess it's the most important protection that we have now. We can't modify community transmission, and I don't think it's necessary to. So we really do have to focus on the vulnerable groups.
The town of Alangulia on Groot Island is celebrating as a collection of cultural items have now been returned home from a museum in Britain. The collection will hold pride of place in the town, with some items to be displayed at the local art centre. One elder says he is happy that his father's things have been returned so future generations can gain a better understanding of their culture.
I saw my dad's stuff came back to Groot Island. I'm really happy to see everything. I feel proud, happy for them stuff came back to me, for my children, grandchildren, so they can see it for future.
The Northern Territory coroner has dismissed the application of former police officer Zachary Rolfe for her to step down from investigating Kumanjai Walker's death. Elizabeth Armitage has been leading the inquest into the Indigenous teenager's death since September 2022. Mr. Rolfe shot the 19-year-old three times while on duty in the remote community of Yundamu, but was acquitted of murder last year. He filed a submission asking the coroner to step down due to bias, but Ms. Armitage has dismissed the application. In basketball, Ben Simmons is set to miss out on yet another week of action for Brooklyn as he tries to recover from a pinched nerve injury. The Nets have said the 26-year-old's condition has improved significantly over the last few weeks and is expected to be involved in team activity next week. Simmons has missed his team's last six games after suffering from problems in his back for what is the third time in his six seasons for Brooklyn. I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.